Chapter 15. Personal Uncleanness. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, every man who is afflicted with a chronic flow from his private parts is thereby unclean. Such is his uncleanness from this flow that it makes no difference whether the flow drains off or is blocked up. His uncleanness remains. Any bed on which the man afflicted with the flow lies is unclean, and any piece of furniture on which he sits is unclean. Anyone who touches his bed shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Whoever sits on a piece of furniture on which the afflicted man was sitting shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Whoever touches the body of the afflicted man shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. If the afflicted man spits on a clean man, the latter shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Any saddle on which the afflicted man rides is unclean. Whoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until evening. Whoever lifts up any such thing shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Anyone whom the afflicted man touches with unrinsed hands shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Earthenware touched by the afflicted man shall be broken, and every wooden article shall be rinsed with water. When a man who has been afflicted with a flow becomes free of his affliction, he shall wait 7 days for his purification. Then he shall wash his garments and bathe his body in fresh water, and so he will be clean. On the 8th day, he shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons, and going before the Lord to the entrance of the meeting tent, he shall give them to the priest, who shall offer them up, the one as a sin offering and the other as a holocaust. Thus shall the priest make atonement before the Lord for the man's flow. When a man has an emission of seed, he shall bathe his whole body in water and be unclean until evening. Any piece of cloth or leather with seed on it shall be washed with water and be unclean until evening. If a man lies carnally with a woman, they shall both bathe in water and be unclean until evening. When a woman has her menstrual flow, she shall be in a state of impurity for 7 days. Anyone who touches her shall be unclean until evening. Anything on which she lies or sits during her impurity shall be unclean. Anyone who touches her bed shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Whoever touches any article of furniture on which he was sitting shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. But if she is on the bed or on the seat when he touches it, he shall be unclean until evening. If a man dares to lie with her, he contracts her impurity and shall be unclean for 7 days. Every bed on which he then lies also becomes unclean. When a woman is afflicted with a flow of blood for several days outside her menstrual period, or when her flow continues beyond the ordinary period, as long as she suffers this unclean flow, she shall be unclean, just as during her menstrual period. Any bed on which she lies during such a flow becomes unclean, as it would during her menstruation, and any article of furniture on which she sits becomes unclean, just as during her menstruation. Anyone who touches them becomes unclean. He shall wash his garments, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. If she becomes freed from her affliction, she shall wait 7 days, and only then is she to be purified. On the 8th day, she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons, and bring them to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. The priest shall offer up one of them as a sin offering, and the other as a holocaust. Thus shall the priest make atonement before the Lord for her unclean flow. You shall warn the Israelites of their uncleanness, lest by defiling my dwelling, which is in their midst, their uncleanness be the cause of their death. This is the law for the man who is afflicted with a chronic flow, or who has an emission of seed, and thereby becomes unclean, as well as for the woman who has her menstrual period, or who is afflicted with a chronic flow, the law for male and female, and also for the man who lies with an unclean woman.